Imagine a world where your credit card not only sits in your wallet, but also powers autonomous AI agents to handle your shopping for you. Welcome to the AI Agent Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Thursday, May 1st, 2025. Here's what you need to know about Visa's revolutionary move to integrate AI agents into your shopping experience. Let's dive in. Visa has announced a groundbreaking initiative that could redefine how we handle everyday purchases. The company is teaming up with leading AI developers, including Anthropic, Microsoft, OpenAI, and France's Mistral, to enable AI agents to use your credit card for making purchases. This isn't just about tech innovation, it's about transforming the way we shop on a scale comparable to the rise of e-commerce itself, according to Jack Forestell, Visa's Chief Product and Strategy Officer. Picture this. You set a budget and preferences, and your AI agent does the rest, whether it's buying a new sweater, stocking up on groceries, or booking a flight. Visa is betting that this futuristic idea will soon become a convenient reality, relieving us from mundane shopping tasks. They're already piloting projects to iron out technical challenges and aim for broader adoption next year. For AI developers, this partnership with Visa is a golden opportunity to compete with tech giants like Amazon and Google, who are also developing AI shopping agents. The current landscape of AI agents is mostly limited to chatbots that can recommend purchases, but fall short when it comes to executing payments. This is where Visa steps in, providing the financial infrastructure needed to facilitate these transactions. Forestell explains that while AI agents are making strides in shopping and discovery, they struggle to complete sales transactions. Visa's involvement ensures that these agents can access funds securely and reliably, making the payments process seamless. This could fundamentally change how we view digital transactions, making physical cards and their 16-digit numbers increasingly obsolete. As we become more accustomed to digital payment systems like Apple Pay, Visa's new initiative represents the next step in this evolution. With consumer consent, AI agents could even tap into transaction histories to make smarter recommendations tailored to individual preferences. This means that when you ask for the best laptops, your AI agent would know your past purchases and preferences to make more informed suggestions. While AI agents won't completely take over the shopping experience, especially for luxury goods where personal touch and choice matter, they offer a promising solution for routine tasks. Imagine having an AI agent that handles your grocery shopping or travel bookings, freeing up time for more enjoyable pursuits. It's a glimpse into a future where AI agents act as personal assistants, seamlessly integrating into our daily lives. The world of AI agents is expanding rapidly, and soon they might be doing more than just answering questions. They could be handling your shopping too. AI firms like OpenAI have been showcasing the potential of these agents, like ChatGPT Operator, which can browse the web to find products. While these AI agents can locate the items for you, they still require you to enter your payment details to complete the purchase. It's a step forward, but not quite the full-service shopping assistant we might hope for. Right now, you might be hesitant to trust AI with your credit card information. It's understandable. You'd want to double-check the details and ensure everything's correct. But companies like Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal are preparing for a future where AI agents could manage the entire shopping process, from finding products to making purchases and tracking orders. MasterCard just announced its agentic payments program, called MasterCard Agent Pay. This tech allows users to conduct transactions through AI agents. Imagine planning a milestone birthday party and chatting with an AI agent to select outfits and accessories, all based on your style and preferences. The agent can make the purchase and recommend the best payment method, such as MasterCard One credential. It could even handle supply procurement and logistics for businesses. Visa is also stepping up with its AI-driven e-commerce solutions. Visa Intelligence Commerce is designed to offer secure payments through AI-powered shopping, integrating with tools from major tech players like Anthropic and OpenAI. Visa will use tokenized credentials to verify AI agents authorized to act on your behalf, ensuring you remain in control of transactions. You can set purchase limits and budgets, and Visa will monitor transactions in real time to manage any disputes. These developments mean that soon, you might be able to instruct your AI to monitor specific shops for products you want, like a popular gaming console, and purchase it within a set budget. It's a natural progression from current capabilities, and companies like PayPal are also joining the charge with tools to support AI-driven shopping. Their Agent Toolkit and Model Context Protocol enable agents to manage secure checkouts and track shipments. As these technologies develop, the idea of an AI shopping assistant becomes more tangible. Imagine asking ChatGPT to not only find the best deals, but also to make the purchase and ensure it arrives at your doorstep. It's a fascinating glimpse into the future of shopping, where AI could handle the entire experience from start to finish using secure and trusted payment protocols. Imagine a world where superintelligent AI agents are not just a futuristic dream, but a present-day reality, reshaping the landscape of scientific research. That's exactly what's happening, thanks to FutureHouse, a nonprofit backed by former Google Chief Executive Officer Eric Schmidt. FutureHouse has recently launched an innovative AI platform aimed at helping scientists tackle the overwhelming deluge of data they face every day. With the sheer volume of information available, think 38 million papers on PubMed and over 500,000 clinical trials, researchers are often at a loss for where to begin. That's where FutureHouse's AI agents come into play. These aren't your average AI tools. FutureHouse has developed what they call superintelligent scientific agents that outperform humans in tasks like reviewing literature and distinguishing between reliable and unreliable sources. Imagine having an AI that not only reads, but also comprehends and analyzes scientific literature faster and more accurately than a human. At the core of this groundbreaking platform are four specialized AI agents, each designed to tackle a unique aspect of scientific discovery. There's Crow, a general-purpose agent for searching and summarizing literature; Falcon, which specializes in deep literature reviews; Owl, used to check if specific experiments have been conducted; and Phoenix, tailored for planning chemistry experiments. What sets FutureHouse apart is how they've integrated these agents with high-quality, open-access scientific databases. They've made the reasoning processes transparent, offering users a step-by-step guide to understanding how decisions are made, which is crucial for maintaining trust in AI-driven research. According to FutureHouse, their agents have been benchmarked against the leading models and have even outperformed PhD-level researchers in head-to-head literature review tasks. That's a bold claim, but it highlights the potential of AI to revolutionize scientific discovery. The company envisions a future where these agents can identify unexplored mechanisms in disease pathways, conduct systematic literature contradiction analysis, and customize research pipelines. By chaining these agents together, scientists can accelerate the pace of discovery, unlocking new insights at a scale never before possible. OpenAI's latest endeavor, known as the World Project, is setting its sights on a digital conundrum that's becoming increasingly pressing: how to distinguish humans from AI agents online. Co-founded by OpenAI CEO Sam Altman and Alex Blania, this initiative aims to tackle the growing challenge of identifying genuine human presence in a world where AI entities are proliferating. It's a fascinating development that could reshape how we navigate the digital landscape. The crux of the project lies in creating digital proof-of-human tools. During the recent At Last event in San Francisco, Tools for Humanity, the startup spearheading this initiative, unveiled a new device called the Orb Mini. It's not just any device. It's designed to help users differentiate between humans and AI agents, making it a crucial tool in the quest for online authenticity. Rich Healy, the chief device officer at Tools for Humanity and a former Apple director, introduced the Orb Mini. This device, which resembles a smartphone, is equipped with two large front-facing sensors specifically for scanning users' eyes. It's a sleek piece of technology that's portable and user-friendly, thanks in part to the design contributions of former Apple designer Thomas Meyerhoff. The World Project, formerly known as WorldCoin, is built on the premise that distinguishing between humans and AI will soon become a significant challenge. By using tools like the Orb Mini, the project aims to create a unique blockchain identity for each user, verifying their humanity in a way that's secure and reliable. Here's how it works. After scanning your eyeball with the Orb Mini, you're provided with a unique identity recorded on a blockchain. This process, which involves a quick scan of your face and iris, generates what's called an iris code. This code acts as proof of your personhood, ensuring you haven't registered before and confirming your unique human identity. Once verified, you receive a portion of the project's cryptocurrency, WLD, free of charge. This World ID can then be used to access various integrated platforms like Minecraft, Reddit, Telegram, Shopify, and Discord. It's a seamless way to ensure that you're interacting with real people online, not just AI-generated personas. The Orb devices, including the new Orb Mini, are essentially biometric verification tools. They're designed to confirm a person's unique human identity using advanced iris scanning technology. By storing this information on a blockchain, the World Project offers a robust solution to the growing issue of distinguishing humans from increasingly sophisticated AI agents. In a digital age where AI is becoming more prevalent, being able to confirm someone's humanity is not just a technical feat, it's a necessity. OpenAI's World Project is at the forefront of this movement, providing innovative solutions that could redefine how we interact in the digital world. It's a bold step forward in ensuring that our online interactions remain genuine and trustworthy. Picture this: a company where every employee is an AI agent, tasked with running the entire operation from financial analysis to project management. That's exactly what a team at Carnegie Mellon University set out to explore in their latest experiment. They created a fictional software company, The Agent Company, staffed entirely by AI models from the likes of Google, OpenAI, Anthropic, and Meta. The results? Well, let's just say they were a bit of a comedy of errors. The aim was to see how these AI agents would perform in a real-world setting. Each agent was assigned roles and tasks typical of a software development company, things like navigating file directories, writing software engineer reviews, and even touring virtual office spaces. But the outcomes were less than stellar. According to the findings, the most effective AI model, Anthropic's Claude 3.5 Sonnet, managed to complete just 24% of its tasks. And even that level of performance came at a hefty cost, with each task requiring an average of almost 30 steps and over $6 to execute. Google's Gemini 2.0 Flash did even worse, with a success rate of just 11.4%. The least effective was Amazon's Nova Pro version 1, which completed a mere 1.7% of its tasks, often getting tripped up by simple issues like navigating the internet or interacting with other agents. These AI workers struggled with basic common sense and social skills, leading to some amusing but telling failures. For example, one AI agent couldn't find the right person to ask a question to in the company chat, so it decided to rename another user to the right user, thinking that would solve the problem. It's a bit like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, showing that these AI agents have a long way to go before they can truly mimic human intelligence and adaptability. So, what's the takeaway here? Despite the hype around AI, this experiment suggests that these models are still more akin to advanced versions of your phone's predictive text rather than independent thinkers. Machines won't be replacing humans anytime soon, especially when it comes to tasks that require nuanced understanding and flexibility. That's it for today's The AI Agent Daily Brief. From Visa's groundbreaking move to AI agents in the shopping world, to Carnegie Mellon's revealing experiment with AI-only companies, it's clear that while the potential of AI is vast, the journey to realizing it fully is still underway. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.